Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to the Common Anomaly Podcast. I'm your host, Stuart James. This is Season 1, Episode 2. Welcome back to the show. On today's episode, we have Secrets of the Sasquatch. So we're back for another shot here. I'm still enjoying this. I'm still going to give it a go. I hinted at the end of the last episode, maybe at some Sasquatch stories. So I've dug a couple encounters from my local area, and we're going to take a look at that real quick. If you hear a bit of snapping and crackling just like that in the background, that's because I got a little fire going in my fireplace here. It's currently about minus 25 degrees on this Friday night here in Calgary, Alberta. And I wanted to put a fire on. Yeah, I thought it'd nice, make it nice and warm and cozy and provide a little ambiance, a little Friday night fireside chat about Sasquatch. Why not, right? It's probably a horrible idea from an audio production standpoint, I'm realizing, but that's fine. I can do what I want. It's my show, right? So you can tell I got a little intro music. If you heard intro music on this file, then that means achievement unlocked for me. I put intro music. Super low-tech solution. I don't have really great equipment here. I'm still figuring this whole thing out. I'm recording on my phone. I've got the absolute cheapest microphone you can find on Amazon. I think I'm invested about $60 deep into this venture so far. So, and I know absolutely nothing about audio production. So I am really just feeling my way through this. So forgive the quality. I'm sure I will continue to improve upon that situation as time goes on. So first off, I wanted to go over to British Columbia Magazine. They have a story by Miss Michaela Ludwig is the author, released just the other day, January 2nd. January 2nd, 2024. So last year, this same time last year, called Finding Sasquatch. And it's quite an interesting article. I'm only going to take a couple quick snippets out of it, and I will link to the full article in the show notes. But there was a couple really interesting things that came out of this article. So I'm just going to open up the article now, provided Google Ads will stop interrupting the page. There we go. So Michaela writes, British Columbia is a well-known hotbed of Sasquatch activity with more than 3,000 documented sightings since the early 1920s, with a great number of them centered around small village of Harrison Hot Springs. The word Sasquatch is believed to be a mispronunciation of a Salish word, I hope I'm pronouncing that correct, Salish, Sasket, meaning hairy man. For centuries, the Sasquatch has occupied a unique niche in the oral traditions of the First Nations communities around Harrison Lake and Harrison River. Here's the piece that really jumped out at me. Here's what I really found interesting in this article. The home of the Harrison Sasquatch is believed to be in the caves of Mystery Valley on the west side of Harrison Lake. The Sasquatch are said to hold a reunion every 4 years, beginning on the night of the first full moon in July. For 4 nights in succession, the Sasquatch meet. Signal flares are kept burning. 1940 was the last year fires were seen burning. However, reported sightings in the area have been reported since as recent as 2009. So pardon me. 1940 was the last year that signal fires were seen burning. However, reported sightings in the area have been recent as 2009. So this jumped out at me. This is a really interesting story. Signal fires. So the Sasquatch meet have, obviously there's a population of them that have some level of culture, it would seem, that celebrate this particular time of year, the first full moon in July, by meeting and will signal the local inhabitants of the area of this valley by lighting signal fires for several nights in a row. I've never heard of that. The creature is described as bipedal mammal of exponential size. I don't think she means exponential here, because that means they would keep getting bigger. I think she just means excessive size. Sometimes reaching heights of 14 feet tall. 14 feet. Holy. I mean, I've heard a lot of Sasquatch stories from other podcasts and on TV shows and whatnot. And you usually hear 9 feet, you know, 8, 9 feet, 10 feet, but 14 feet, Jesus. With great strength and reddish brown hair covering their entire body. Yeah, that sounds about right. So, yeah, thank you, Michaela, for writing this article, British Columbia Magazine. Again, I'll link in the show notes. A really interesting story about the Harrison Hot Springs. I've never heard of that. Of a Sasquatch getting together and having some kind of, obviously, yearly celebration or cultural ceremony where they'll light fires to indicate their presence to the nearby inhabitants. So yeah, and I've got another. So this led me to thinking, you know, where I live, I'm in Alberta, Canada. Alberta and British Columbia are neighboring provinces. Bordering the Canadian Rockies. So it's a famous area for Sasquatch and Bigfoot sightings. And I've always found them really interesting ever since being a little kid and terrifying. And so I decided just to head over to the BFRO website. That is a website where it's a community-run... Or pardon me, I don't know if it's community run. I have no idea who runs this website. But the BRFO, you can go there and find Bigfoot reports. Let's leave it at that for now. So I decided to look up reports in my local area to see if I could find anything juicy, anything interesting that would be recent for my neck of the woods. So I found this one report that I'll recount to you now from 2016, September 2016. Names are not given here, but it's two hunters, and they were camping or hunting in the Blackstone Gap area, northwest of Nordegg, Alberta, 1.5 miles north of Old Trapper Cabin. Wow, so I know this area. I've spent a lot of time in this area. I've gone camping in this very same area. All right, the Observer reports, we were out bow hunting in the Blackstone Gap area, north of Nordegg, Alberta, and had something happen that I really can't explain. We set up camp about 9:30 Friday night, September 9th, 2016, and started a fire to cook dinner. We hear noises coming from the tree line about 25 yards away and got out the shotguns, figuring it might be a bear. So I can absolutely picture this, you know, September, Friday night, 9:30, it's got to be pretty dark camping in that area. I know this area, it's what we call in Canada Crown Land. So it doesn't, it belongs to the state, as it were. So there's not campgrounds out there per se, but you can random camp. You can go out there. A lot of people go out there because it's legal in a lot of areas to discharge firearms. So people will go out hunting, go out sports shooting. And that sort of thing. And you can also random camp without a campsite per se or a camp pass or that sort of thing. And I've been out there camping, and yeah, it gets really dark. There's not really any infrastructure. There is like a lot of natural gas infrastructure and a lot of logging and research, resource development goes on out there. But there's no street lights. There's no official campgrounds, there's no washrooms, you're just really out in the bush, out on old logging roads and that sort of thing. And it gets really dark and really quiet. So at this time of night, all you really have is the light from your fire to light a couple feet around you, and the rest of the area around you, the woods, is just pitch black. So they're hearing noises in the woods. They've started campfire to cook dinner, and immediately now they're hearing noises in the bush, and they think it might be a bear. After about a half hour of hearing something moving in the bush, my buddy fired a round into the air to try and scare it off. About 20 seconds later, a rock the size of a soccer ball came flying out of the bush and landed beside us, and a tree started to shake violently back and forth, and then another rock came out of the bush directly at us. This went on for about 20 minutes, with a total of 17 rocks being thrown. We packed up camp and left. I've hunted all my life, and I know bears can shake trees, but they don't throw rocks 25 yards. I don't know if I should report this here or not, but I'm trying to figure out what the hell just happened. That night, it scared me so much that it made me not want to return to one of my favorite hunting spots. So, this is a terrifying story. I can only imagine what that'd be like. These big boulders come flying out of the darkness, hearing some kind of animal in the bush, just out of view from your campsite. It would be absolutely terrifying. I will relate an experience I had. I would not call this a Bigfoot sighting or a Sasquatch sighting, but it is something interesting that happened to me. I've only been really camping for a couple years. I didn't grow up doing that sort of thing. But in the recent few years, since COVID really, I started getting into kind of survival type stuff, camping, prepping, and doing that sort of thing. And I'd been watching a lot of YouTube videos, and I really wanted to build my own shelter, build like a lean-to or something. So my very first time camping, it was on October. So it was quite cold, and it was in this exact same area. It got to below 0 Celsius overnight, but I didn't even take a tent. You know, I really dived in the deep end. I took a tarp and some wood working tools and some food, and I went out, built a lean-to, and was gonna just cowboy camp for the night. And it was gorgeous. It was right in the same area that these two gentlemen are reporting from. Old logging road, and that's how I can say, you know, at night it gets super dark, it's super quiet that time of year too. All the kind of season, the camping season is pretty much over, except for a few kind of diehard people. So there was nobody out there. I think I saw one or two other people on my way in, so I was all alone, absolutely by myself. You know, built my little shelter, was quite proud of it, built a fire. And it was pretty cozy, actually. I was sleeping on the ground. I do not recommend. The very first thing I did after that trip was buy a cot. Getting off the ground is important. Oh, pop. But yeah, I had a good fire going. I was quite comfortable. And what really blew me away is just how incredibly still and quiet the woods were. There was no noise from anything except me. All I could hear was the fire crackling, and it was really, really quiet and peaceful for the majority of the night until about 2 a.m. At 2 a.m., out of nowhere, just came the most god-awful banshee from hell screech I've ever heard in the distance from kind of further down the valley, and I just shot up, and I didn't move. I went into total fight or flight mode, and I just like had no idea what this sound was. It didn't sound quite like a person. It didn't sound quite like an animal, but it was loud and angry and from some kind of creature, and I did not want to find out what. And so I kind of froze and just listened, trying to figure out what was that, what kind of animal was that. And I heard it again. I heard it again, and it sounded like it was getting closer each time. So I was just like, nope, I'm out. I got up, I got in my truck, locked the doors, and was just looking around. I couldn't leave because I had a fire going, so I couldn't leave the fire unattended. But I was like, I'm gonna stay in this truck until I figure out what this animal is or it goes away. And I basically spent the rest of that night in the truck until sunrise a couple hours later. So I could keep an eye on the fire, and I did not sleep. I did not sleep a wink after that. Never saw anything. Not really. It was, like I said, it was pitch black, so nothing came so close to my campsite that I could see anything. Maybe it was a Wendigo. Maybe it was Sasquatch coming around, making his rounds, giving me a warning. But yeah, so that's my little tale. And so, yeah, this is an area I frequent a lot, and I guess I'm really going to have to keep an eye out there, because it sounds like they're around. It sounds like they're around. Super interesting. So, yeah, I guess that's going to wrap it up for today. That's going to wrap up the episode, and, it's Friday night. I've got a cozy fire. I'll see you all in the next episode. Thanks for joining. Thanks for listening.